I'm speaking with Andrew Lustig. He is the founder president of a group called Global Outreach Doctors. I actually called him while he was in an airport on his way to Kathmandu, Nepal. Andrew, thank you for being with us. Can you tell us about Global Outreach Doctors and about this most immediate mission?
Sure. Global Outreach Doctors was officially started 9 months ago. However, the entire team have more than a decade of experience, either together or individually, around the world doing disaster relief and global health clinics.
Now, you are based here in Santa Fe. Can you talk about some of the other emergencies that you've attended to before this earthquake struck this weekend in Nepal?
So the various team members and myself have all sort of attended the same parties, if you will, Haiti, the Philippines, Africa, Nicaragua. Some of those areas were sort of slow-moving disasters, infant mortality and famine, and others were, you know, natural disaster earthquakes and typhoons.
So tell us about the team that you've assembled and what you were told and what you were expecting once you reach Nepal.
Well, right now I'm walking with one team member, Dane Abruzio. He's a paramedic out of Albuquerque. He's a high-angle search and rescue professional, and he's our logistics officer as well. Additional team members that are coming are three canine search and rescue dogs trained to do live and cadaver finds. In addition to the dogs, they have four handlers, all who have worked significant disasters.
In addition to those mentioned, Lustig said there would be three other doctors, a nurse practitioner, and several other nurses joining from various parts of the country.
There should be a rotating team, starting with about eight or nine people, and then those people will return and additional people will come on.
Now, in terms of your preparation, obviously the search is on now for survivors. As you say, you have dogs to smell for cadavers and hopefully for live bodies as well. Tell us what you are expecting and what your days will be like once you're on the ground.
Well, these events sort of have a similar etiology, similar sort of schedule in that first, people on the ground are basically trying to get into an airport that generally is not functioning. In this particular case, the Kathmandu airport opened the day after the earthquake with limited flights in. So once we get into Kathmandu, we'll meet up with a soon-to-be team member, paramedic Ramesh, who will set us up, bring us to the hospital. We will be assembling our tents, putting our gear down. We have about 300 pounds of equipment and gear and medicine and materials that were donated from St. Vincent's, and we'll be dispersing that at the hospital and seeing what we need in the field. We'll then put some of our team members in the hospital, and we'll see what we need in the field. We'll bring some of the materials out to the field. We have, you know, portable stretchers and rescue equipment, and we will liaison with some local firefighter people that have the tools and equipment to extract what the dogs do find. And that probably will be our schedule. We will obviously attend the cluster meetings and sort of move with the flow as things progress.
Is there anything else KSFR listeners should know about Global Outreach Doctors and about the magnitude of this particular disaster in Nepal?
The magnitude right now is about 4,000 casualties. That number keeps growing. My work in the Philippines has shown me that we may not ever get exact, accurate numbers, but at this early stage, to have 4,000 after just a few days is an ominous sign. And my contacts on the ground who have worked in Haiti have told me this looks to be much worse.
For more information about Andrew Lustig or Global Outreach Doctors, you can go to their website, globaloutreachdoctors.org. You can also follow them on Facebook, where they'll be posting photos of Nepal and the work they're doing there. And of course, all of this work is supported by donations. If you're interested, go to their website, globaloutreachdoctors.org.